How are you? We are greatly blessed on this Easter Sunday. And we hear and we focus on the resurrection of Jesus. But it cannot be something that happened 2,000 years ago, or what's the point? Too often we just focus on this reality of something happened, oh yeah, Jesus is alive. It doesn't matter unless Jesus is alive in you. That's the biggest thing. When you come to church on Easter, it's just not because, well, it's Easter, I got to go to church. It's I want to experience the power of the resurrection in my own heart. And again, that's why in the second reading, Paul says, since you have been risen with Christ, seek the things that are above. And it reminded me, I don't know, those of you who are older, remember on Saturday nights we used to be able to watch Mary Tyler Moore. Remember Mary Tyler Moore? And I used to love Mary Tyler Moore show. Don't start. But anyway, with her and remember Ted. You know, Ted always reminds me of Father Dedish. If you know Father Dedish, you remember Ted. Anyway, Mary Tyler Moore one day was talking about, you know, how boring her life was. And she says, you know, I wake up, I go to work, I eat lunch, I come back home, I make dinner, I eat dinner, I watch TV, and I go to bed. And Ted's going, yes, that's your problem. And she says, well, what should I say? He says, in the morning, you wake up, you go to work, you eat lunch, you come home, you make dinner, you eat dinner, you go watch TV, and you go to bed. Same thing. But the difference is how you live it. We can all just focus on the reality. I do the same old, same old, same old every day. And we can get kind of bored in it, and it's kind of like, bleh. Or we can let the power of Christ's resurrection inside of us. We can let Christ live inside of us. You know, so that's the real question as I put out my Twitter feed today. Is Christ alive inside of you? That's the question. Going to Mass on Easter Sunday does not make Christ alive in you, not even close. You need to let him live inside your life. You, and how do you do that, Father? You surrender your life to him. You say, Jesus, take full control of your life, my life. Live your life in me. Again, 99.9% of Christians, not you, I'm sure, but everybody else except for here, don't get what it means to be a follower of Jesus. They think we just follow a bunch of rules. You know that we try our hardest. Sometimes we do well, sometimes we don't. You can be an atheist and follow the rules. It doesn't matter. This isn't about going to church. This isn't about following rules. This is about letting Christ live his life through you. Again, my favorite verse of the Bible is what? Even the pagans, when I'm preaching, know my favorite verse of the Bible. Galatians 2:19 and 20, it'll be on my grave when I die. It's already in my will. You know, so it'll be 120 because the good die young. I get it. But I have been crucified with Christ. That's what we do. We are crucified with Christ on Good Friday or whenever we completely surrender our life to him. But it's a complete surrender. It's not like, okay, Jesus, It's 100% of your life to Jesus Christ. You need to die with Jesus. I have been crucified with Christ. So, the life I live now is no longer my own. Jesus Christ lives inside of me. I still live my human life. Yes, I still go to work. I still go to church. I still eat. I still live my human life. Yes, but it's a life of faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave his life for me. What a Christian is, ladies and gentlemen, is someone who has no longer lived. They're no longer alive. Jesus lives his life through them. That's what it is to be resurrected with Christ. Are you resurrected with Jesus Christ? Or are you just going through the motions? You need to be resurrected with Jesus. And to help you with this, like I did last night, I want to give you things to do. First of all, You know, again, Lent is how many days? 40. I'm glad Lent's over. I'm not a Lenten person. I don't like Lent at all. Some of you might like Lent because you like the negative stuff and, oh, I like to deny myself. Happy for you. I don't care for Lent at all, huh? Easter is my thing, and don't think, well, Father, and most Catholics today are Lenten Catholics. You know, they just like the Lenten stuff. I think we need to give up meat every Friday. Yeah, go ahead, go for that. Whatever you like the discipline, great, great, great. But St. Augustine says we are not a Lenten people, we are a Easter people, and alleluia is our cry. And that means the church teaches us that there's only 40 days of Lent, but how many days of Easter? 50. Wonder if they're trying to teach us something. We are an Easter people. Most of you will do your 40 things of your 40 days of Lent, and you've given up your chocolate, whatever. Oh, thank you, I can eat chocolate again, please. It's time for you to focus on the resurrection for 50 days. And this is what I want you to do. And I'll give you your choice what you want to do. Like, I talked about this kid named Charlie, and he's a seminarian for the Diocese of Indianapolis. And I met him when I was doing their retreat for them. He's a college seminarian, great kid. Anyway, he did on his Facebook the 100 Days of Joy. So for 100 days, he sat there, and every night on Facebook, he'd go on and say, today what gave me joy was this. And it'd be little things, from having friends, having coffee with my friends at Starbucks, to watching a movie that really impressed him. Every day he tried to think for, and he did it for 100 days, of, holy cow, of one thing that gave him joy that day. So I'd encourage you to do that for Easter. It doesn't have to be joy, though. You could sit there, and every day I want you to write in a book or write on a piece of paper. For 50 days, I want you to focus on this. For 50 days, every day you need to write on a piece of paper something that gave you joy today, or something that gave you life today, or somehow you gave life to somebody else today, or something that made you feel alive today. Something that made you experience the resurrection of Jesus today. And the point is, if you focus on it, you'll start to see it every day. It's a matter of perspective. Most of us only look at the negative and focus on the negative. And that's why we figure, why does my life stink? Why does my life, am I depressed? Why in my life is this? Because we have chosen to focus on negative every day. How are you? Not blessed. Yeah. Well, focused on one thing you were blessed today with. Something that's going to make you more alive for Easter. Write it down every day. You could put on Facebook, my pastor gave me a challenge for 50 days. I got to think something that makes me blessed, that gives me joy, makes me more alive, sees the resurrection. You choose, but just choose one and focus on it. Because if you choose more than one, it'll be too hard. Or one, write it down every day. Post it on Facebook. Take the challenge and live. You have been risen with Christ. Set your heart on what is above. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Made you know his love today and forever. Amen. Happy.